This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I'm sure you realize by now I was at CPAC. Still don't have my voice completely back. Ah, man. So many meetings, so many things, and so many people spitting in your face. Oh, people! As we used to say, keep the conversation dry. But I got to tell you, what an event. Best event for me since I've been going. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Can I just say this? Donald Trump is masterful. What am I doing asking, can I say this? You know that was rhetorical. I was going to say it. Donald Trump was masterful. What a speech. 2.5 hours this guy went. And he covered a lot of stuff. We're going to cover a lot of it today, too. And so many things that's funny about the conservative movement, they get verified when you go to events like that. People that are just so full of themselves and forget what we fight for. They're not fighting for the greater good. They're fighting for publicity to be considered a big deal. It's shameful, quite honestly. A lot of that going on. I'll let you guys figure that stuff out. Is you talk to people who went and ask them about different things. Like, there were people walking around there with security, and you're going, you don't need no security. Come on. You might need security in your regular life, but I'm sorry, you don't need 4 security guards at CPAC if you're a conservative. There were people walking around with that kind of security with folks that like them. Look, I got stopped. Every time I went to go do media, I got stopped. Hey, Kevin, can I get a selfie? Can I do this? Can I do that? I guarantee you there are people there who don't like me. Not because I've done anything, but just because that's who they are. They don't like me. But they didn't, I mean, and maybe they know a little bit about me, so they don't want to accost me, but there are people there, women too, by the way, who may not have the physical brute strength that I have or the skills. Nobody accosted anybody. You know, you just do your thing, but it's just, you can just see the politicking, if you will. And that's what bugs me, because I'm legit. I was having conversations with people, and they were like, you know, Kevin, I love to see the networking knowledge that's going on. I said, you talk, 99% of what's going on around here is BS. There's 1% that's going to get done. Everything else has been made to look like it's a big deal. And I'm not coming down on conservatives, folks. I told you earlier, it was the best CPAC I've ever been to. The reason is I know now how to work it. I know now how to have these meetings that mean something, and I'm not there to make Kevin Jackson a star or whatever. There, like I said, there were people there that took pictures with me. There were people there who, yeah, I mean, you could sense the jealousies and all that other stuff. I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I do not care. Move your agenda forward. But let me tell you, if you want to cap it off, you want to understand how to do an event and cap it off, bring in Donald Trump, who spoke for 2.5 hours and just let it rip. I mean, he ripped on Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, is what we would call in the hood a hot ghetto mess. He ripped her Green New Deal. He called it the New Green Deal or whatever the heck it was. But he ripped that to shreds. And rightfully so. And then he talked about the fake news media. And I'm just telling you, if there was a campaign speech to be given, that was it. And there were people that came afterwards and said, this may have gotten President Trump reelected. I think he's going to get reelected regardless. But there are things you do that just solidify how things are going to go. And I'm going to explain all this here a little bit later, because there's a few other things I want to tidy up before we get into that. But yeah, Ocasio-Cortez, hot ghetto mess. And I want to follow up on, I know this is old news, but Spike Lee at the Oscars criticized President Trump, blamed him for whatever else. And we went and found multiple pictures of Spike Lee with Donald Trump. Here's what I wanted. What I'm getting to here is the lying nature of leftism. Jussie Smollett lied about Trump supporters, right? Democrats lie about walls, claim walls don't protect you. They lie about their heritage. I'm Indian, I'm black, I'm whatever. They lie about their gender. They lie about their status in life. They lie to propose useless legislation like Kamala Harris and Cory Booker did with this, you know, when they were trying to get this anti-lynching stuff done. Dangerous legislation is what they try to pass. And former boys now dominate girls in sports. They dominate them in beauty pageants. If you bring it up, you're transphobic. But they, so they're passing off all these lies. They still want to claim that Donald Trump's in you know, he's got major problems. And I just keep coming back to Trump doesn't seem like a guy to me that seems scared or nervous. And he that was validated. That was validated at this event. I mean, talking to leftists to me, when you think about it, it's like playing peekaboo with a kid. At first, it's fun. You know what I mean? You're like, hey, peekaboo, peekaboo. But then one of two things happens. Either eventually the kid cries or they want to keep playing for hours. That's what happens. So what else we got going on in the news? While Donald Trump is relaunching his next presidential campaign, getting money out the wazoo, showing this country what it's like to have a real president running the country. Well, we had the Cohen testimony, right? We got Michael Cohen testifying. And what does he testify to? I have no knowledge or anything about the president doing anything with Russia. Shocker, right? And then, get this. We learned he consulted with Cummings and Schiff before he testified. What kind of testimony is this? Oh, my gosh. Folks, you gotta love this. I don't even know how to make this interesting except to chuckle about it, because these guys are still on their witch hunts. By the way, the president did something. What did he say? He used the full word BS. We'll play the clips. That is more profound than anything that happened at CPAC. I'm telling you right now, it was profound. So we're gonna get more into that as well. Lots to talk about. But this Cohen stuff where they think they're going to shut this guy down is I mean, it's become laughable. And I think that the more leftists see that these guys can continue to reach for straws, the more that leave. By the way, I'm going to talk about Brendan Stroyka because I'm not going to. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
New group, whatever the hell they call it.
I think he said New Green Deal, or whatever the hell they call it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to... What happened to that clip, man? It clipped it out. Come on, guys. Let's do better now. Anyway, the president did ridicule AOC, the Green New Deal at CPAC. But before we get into the CPAC stuff, I want to talk about how some other people decided to ridicule her. That's why I tell all people all the time, you folks are so clever. I couldn't have come up with most of this. Clever stuff. It was a children's book inspired by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and it was on Twitchy, Michelle Malkin's site, Twitchy. This is hysterical. Let's see, where do we start? Well, first of all, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, and I can't help but chuckle. I'm looking at these trying to do the show. So first one is Green Deals and Ham. And hams. What was the book? Green eggs and ham. Green deals and ham. Green eggs and ham. Inspired by Dr. Seuss. Most of these. Let's see. Horton hates the Jews. Ocasio-Cortez nuzzles up with, what's that lady's name? Linda Sarsour, who is little more than a, I mean, talk about a provocateur. This lady hates Jews, loves Farrakhan, Sharia law, the whole deal. And I'm telling you, the only pushback we've had over the last decade to any of this propaganda has been President Trump. And he hasn't pushed back against Muslims, per se. He's pushed back against their ideology and saying, look, if you want to come to America and be American, great, but otherwise, no. Oh, here's one. I don't even know what this one's in reference to, but it says, oh, the places you'll gulag. What book has that been inspired by? Do you know? You guys are... I mean, come on. Is it? I don't know if that's Dr. Seuss. My producers don't know either. The Grinch Who Redistributed Christmas. Complete with artwork. That one was funny. Good stuff. On that same meme, on that same line, I love this one. The Grinch That Stole Everything. It isn't just about Christmas. The Grinch is not just a holiday theft, holiday thief. This one, I'm not sure if this is what's that book, children's book? Where the something, because I remember with the monsters, or sort of little short people, like caveman looking people, where the green grass grows or something like that. But anyway, it's called Where the Bread Line Ends. That's kind of clever. Oh, man. These may be my favorite. These may be my favorite. You guys have a favorite? Let me know. Cause, okay, so this one may be... These may be my favorite. Cause okay, so the little engine that couldn't without government assistance. Because it's obvious, right? The little engine that could. And think about it. That little book, and I remember reading it as a kid. And even as a kid, I understood what they were trying to tell me. They were saying, Kevin, never give up. It's the little engine that could, you know. I got truly inspired by that book. I will honestly tell you, I know it's nerdy. I know my producers think of me. I'm telling you. I remember the little engine. He's trying to get over the hill. He's trying to go. And they were, you can do it. You can do it. And I remember thinking, I understood it. The little engine that couldn't without government assistance. Okay, then there was a takeoff on the next one. The little engine that wasn't allowed to. I like that one. I was thinking about the little engine that couldn't even exist because he's not steam, right? Maybe he is. So he's using coal. This little engine can't even exist. So that one was ripe for green energy torment, right? The little engine that never could be born because he was not green energy. Let's see. Oh, man. This one, I got to say, I take it back. This one definitely is my favorite, right? Yeah, this is going to be... Forget what I said about the little engine. This is Kevin Jackson's favorite, and you can take it to the bank. One fish, two fish, give me your fish. I'm the boss. Love that. Isn't that true? So true. This idea of socialism, one fish, two fish, and I don't remember the name of the book. What was it? One fish, two fish? Whatever. It's Dr. Seuss. I'm not up to my Dr. Seuss. If it was a category on Jeopardy, I'd lose right about now. But I do remember the book. And because it was more than just about the fish. It was like chicken and all kinds of animals, because I think it was teaching about different things. But... when you put it in perspective of give a man a fish, teach a man a fish, whatever, that's what makes it funny to me. Oh, wow. This may be my favorite. I take it back. One fish, two fish is not my favorite. Neither is the little engine that could. This one may very well be my favorite. Okay. You know the old McDonald, right? Old McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. This one is Old MacDonald used to have a farm. Confiscated.
They confiscated old McDowell's farm. They took it from him. He was running tractors. Well, plus he had farting cows. You can't have a farm with farting animals. Old McDowell used to have a farm. Holy cow, that's hysterical.
Oh, man, I'm thinking about if I was in Venezuela, they would have confiscated. Or, what was it? They took away the farmers. Was it Zimbabwe? Where was it? South Africa or somewhere. Not South Africa. Maybe it is. Anyway, somewhere in Africa, they had white farmers who were farming, feeding the Africans. And they just said, you must go. We will kill you. So they all the white farmers were either killed or their land was just taken. And now they can't produce the crops. They lost all that expertise. So old McDonald used to have a farm. Now Umbuku has the farm and can't produce a crop. Wow, this is funny stuff. But you know, the serious nature of it, the underlying seriousness is what I always come back to. And that's what I love about what I do is it and I know this isn't the technical right term, but in comitatus veritas, because that really means in kitchen, there is truth, which there is truth in cooking, I guess. But in comedy, there is truth. And people are ridiculing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for legitimate stuff, and it's hidden in this comedy. And I think that it's going to reach many more people as it sinks in about Green Deals and Hammond, Horton hates the Jews, the Grinch that stole everything, the little engine that couldn't without government assistance. One fish, two fish, give me your fish. And old McDonald used to have a farm. Those are underlying tenets of what she stands for, and we make people understand it better through the humor.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a lot of damage in Lee County, Alabama, from a tornado that killed at least 23 people.
In some locations, the complete residences are gone. The debris field stretches for hundreds and hundreds of yards. We're finding materials that from one location up to half a mile away from the original point of where they were located.
One man said as the tornado hit, all they could do was hold on for life. The White House says it's received the House Judiciary Committee's letter requesting documents related to the Trump administration family and business. It's part of an expanding Russia investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House Counsel's Office and relevant officials will review the letter and respond at the appropriate time. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says it's clear President Trump obstructed justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You were saying a minute ago that there was no need for the campaign to collude with the Russians, but there have been so many indictments, there have been some convictions, and there were so many contacts with the Russians. How do you balance that?
It's real simple to me. The president, far and away, was the better candidate. He had a better message, and he outworked Hillary Clinton. That's why he's president. He didn't need to, nor did he collude with the Russians. Pretty simple.
No collusion. We know that. We knew that. Nothing new here under the sun. But President Trump, in his most fiery language yet, spoke out on Russian collusion nonsense at CPAC. And up to now, he's only called this fraudulent investigation a witch hunt. But he upped the ante, calling this witch hunt what it really is. And he said BS. We have that clip, right?
Unfortunately, you put the wrong people in a couple of positions, and they leave people for a long time that shouldn't be there, and all of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bull****, okay?
Powerful stuff. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, the crowd went wild. What a showman President Trump is. Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey rolled into one with Houdini and all the other stuff. Because what he did was very important. The language chosen was strategic. He's at the largest gathering of conservatives in America, an event that actually has meaning. He knows all eyes are on him, but he doesn't do the political thing. Instead, he shows up with a street fighter. Trump says what 99% of Americans would say if they were in the same position. In other words, if you were put in the position where people were orchestrating stuff against you, and you would call this witch hunt what it is. And in that one turn of phrase, he destroyed the Mueller report and all the minions who concocted this BS scenario. This has just been it was truly a defining moment, and I'm going to tell you something. Don't think for one, I cannot overstate what we've discovered here. I can't overstate it. This is huge what he did. Trump didn't try to make a presidential speech. He spoke to the people. He spoke in colloquial terms, and that's the most powerful thing that he can do. It reminds me of the people that said, he shouldn't tweet. Stop him from tweeting. Please stop. He needs to quit. Whatever. And I say to those people, you need to shut up. And as Corey Lewandowski said in his book, Let Trump Be Trump. Let Trump be Trump. This was huge. I know. It's funny. My producers always look at me like, what are you talking about? Look, when I told you guys about the NFL kneelers, I said, this is a big deal. I told you about Jussie Smollett. You guys said, many of my friends were like, Kevin, what's a big deal? It's a big deal. I'm telling you, his use of one word at this event is bigger than you even know. Now, I know there are many people out there going, you know what, Kevin, I agree. But I'm telling you, there are people that are wondering, what do you see in this? And I have a knack, and I'm just going to say I do, I have a knack for understanding the political implications of what he's done. This investigation has been over for months, and President Trump drove a stake through the heart of whatever Mueller comes back with, because instead of saying it's a witch hunt, it's that's probably the most used phrase, right? Witch hunt. He went a step deeper. He said, this is total BS. He went big boss on the Democrats. I say to you, if you are a leftist listening to the Kevin Jackson Show and you have been hearing all these things about what Adam Schiff is going to do and Jerry Nadler and Maxine Waters with impeach and all the other things, whatever you want to look at. If you are looking at this and you see a guy and he comes out and he calls you out. He calls you out. He says, your case against me is total boop boop. And he says it that way. All right? What do you think? What do you think he's saying? He's saying, I'm willing to fight you right here in the streets. And that's exactly what he did. He picked a fight with Mueller. He picked a fight with the Democrat establishment. He picked a fight with all of them. And he killed them. He crushed them. He mocked the future of the Democratic Party, Alexandria Cortez, with the Green New Deal. We had a clip. It isn't a very good clip. But we mocked that. I mean, he mocked that. And saying, what is it? New Green Deal? The New Green Deal or whatever the hell they call it. That's what he said. The New Green Deal, right? He said it sarcastically. Do we have that, actually? That's too bad. But what he did is he used his platform to get so many things out there. 2.5 hours, folks. He goes on, he says, I encourage it. I think it's really something they should promote. He goes, no planes, no energy. When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling. That was so, and he did it like it was the 1950s, you know. Darling, would you like another martini? Too funny. Then he described, he later described the Democratic initiative introduced last month by freshman Ocasio-Cortez as, quote, a high school term paper written by a poor student. Oh, man. Trump's doing comedy right now. He's doing comedy. And I keep going back. And here's what I want to remind you guys of. The Democrats, just go look over the last year. The number of times these guys said they were going to beat Trump. They were going to, he's going down, he's out of it, he can't make it, yada, yada, whatever. Look at the number of times the boy who cried wolf. And they can't do anything to get this man. Just look at that. And tell me what you think. Oh, man. It was beautiful to watch this guy. Seriously. Beautiful to watch. And here's what I'll tell you about the CPAC in general. Many of the folks there are re-energized. You know, they're very excited about the fact that we have this person up there who's willing to call BS by name. By name. I'm telling you, one word changed it all. Using the word bull crap. Remember when he called the countries S-hole countries? I'll say crap hole, but you know what crap is, right? Remember that? Well, the crap storm that followed. And what did it do? It was going to paint him as a racist. You're talking about these third world countries. He's a racist, this, that, and the other. And nothing happened because you know why? That's what they are. That's what everybody realized. When Trump said of Mexico, they're bringing in all these drug dealers and rapists and all this, and they try to make it sound like Trump is making all Mexicans and Latinos racist. They tried that. It didn't work. So here's what I'm telling you. Every time Trump does something like this, he wins, they loses. So when he goes on the offensive, that he wasn't responding to anything except the treatment that he's been getting, and he didn't call it a witch hunt. I'm going to keep saying that to you. He called it BS. He used the entire phrase, unadulterated profanity, BS, and the media's got to pick it up. But instead of it being against brown and black people now, you know who it's against? It's against elitist white folks. Elitist white folks. The people who want to bring him down. And then he stated his case. He mocked the Green New Deal that's going to cost trillions of dollars and called the Democrats best and brightest, as they would like to think of it. He said she's a poor student who wrote a bad term paper. I mean, he's calling her out. He's saying, you want her? Take her. I'm going to destroy her. And he did. In that one sentence, he destroyed the Miller witch hunt and called it what it is in one sentence, which, by the way, destroys everything associated with it. This is a man tearing down the tenets of leftism. And I was with Brendan Stryker, the guy who started the walkaway movement. What a great guy. I got to tell you, I've said things about Brandon that I don't like movements where the person who's doing it is sort of putting themselves up front. And, you know, Brandon's he's a good looking guy. And I felt like he was sort of, I'm the male model and I'm going to be. But I got to tell you, I hung out with Brandon. I love this guy. Not in that gay way, no. I love him, though. Brandon is my boy. And so, you know, I'm going to do a lot of things with this guy because he is really doing some fun stuff. And I think he's onto something here. So anyway, you know, I don't know. I got on a tangent on that. But Donald Trump is bringing more people in. And I think maybe that was what I was thinking about. He's bringing people in who formerly wouldn't come in because he's so real and he's so raw. And I want to get back to that. We're going to run out of time in this segment. I want to come back to that and make a few more observations about the speech.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Do you have any evidence that the president colluded?
George, there's ample evidence of collusion of the campaign, and it's very much in the public record. And it's everything from what we have seen recently about Paul Manafort meeting with someone linked to Russian intelligence and sharing polling data, and not top-line data, not this is why we think Trump is going to win data, but raw data, complicated data. We've seen evidence of Roger Stone in communication with WikiLeaks. We've seen the president's son having a secret meeting at Trump Tower that was presented to him as part of the Russian government's effort to help the Trump campaign. His acceptance of that help, his interest in getting that, all of this is evidence of collusion, and there's much, much more. Whether that will amount to a criminal conspiracy that can be proved beyond reasonable doubt, we'll have to wait for Bob Mueller to tell us. But to not see what is plainly in front of us means you basically don't want to see the evidence of collusion because it's quite abundant.
Oh, except that they just can't happen to find any. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. That's Adam Schiff, still trying to sell the idea that he's got a collusion story. It's so funny. And with the Mueller report due out any year now, you know, we're going to learn what we've already known, that there is no collusion. But now they've got to, you know, gin up some other stuff. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Oh, man, loving this. Loving it. Here's Donald Trump talking about what sort of got all this stuff started to begin with.
Great First Lady always said, don't use certain words, please. I said, but the audience wanted me to do it. She said, don't do it. And the problem is, if I do that, they won't put the little preamble that we just went through. They'll just use the word, and they'll say, isn't that terrible? So I won't use it. I've learned, because with the fake news, if you tell a joke, if you're sarcastic, if you're having fun with the audience, if you're in live television with millions of people and 25,000 people in an arena, and if you say something like, Russia, please, if you can, get us Hillary Clinton's emails. Please, Russia, please.
That was President Trump mocking the investigation. You got to love it. 2.5 hours of bashing of the policies of the Democrats with the world paying attention. President Trump was the media for 2.5 hours, and he created the entire media cycle for this coming week. And no matter how the left try to spin his words, he remains consistent. Trump knows how to relate to the American people and how many people get it, and he doesn't mince words. Look, he didn't have to say BS. You know what I'm talking about? Bull crap. He didn't have to say that. He knew saying that would be the thing to get the rise. He even said, I talked about it to the First Lady. Should I say it? She was like, no, Donald, don't do it. Don't do that word, Donald. No. He was like, no. You don't get it. You don't understand the marketing, the very marketing that got him a supermodel. Obviously, Trump has no fear of Democrats. None. And they know they're in big trouble. The man who's supposed to be scared stands up in front of the world and mocks you. He mocks the investigation, the fake news investigation, the fraudulent witch hunt, and calls it BS. He mocks the media that he has managed to destroy. He mocks your newest torchbearer, the savior of the Democratic Party. He mocks Democrats in general, progressives in specific. The writing, folks, is on the wall. That was amazing to watch. No fear of Democrats, no fear of their present investigations, no fear of their future investigations. And he showed why I told you guys 2019 would be the best year ever for the Republicans since Abraham Lincoln won. He's exposing the Democrats in every turn. He's just exposing their wretched history. He's exposing everything about them. And he's doing it methodically. He's tearing them apart as the same way that we will build this party back within the minority communities, which is brick by brick, block by block, city by city. Glad you guys are paying attention. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. What else do we have from CPAC? Oh, Trump talked about colleges and free speech. Let's play that clip.
to announce that I will be very soon signing an executive order requiring colleges and universities to support free speech if they want federal research.
I want you to think about that for just a second. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want you to think about the president signing an executive order that says, if you want research dollars, you have to give us free speech. And I want you to think about two things. One, the idea that the president is talking about signing an executive order that will give people free, make colleges have to give us free speech. I want you to think about that. That's number one. Then I want you to think about the second thing. I want you to think about the Democrats who would dare fight this. You can't require the colleges to give free speech in order to get money. See what I talk about, genius? I talk about giving the left no way out. The left have no way out of this situation. They are, if you're going to say no to this, I want to see how you spin it. I want to see how you sell somebody on the concept that you want to fight free speech from, you know, I mean, what it means is you have to admit that there isn't any. You have to admit it. Well, guess what? There isn't. So if you fight it, you're essentially saying, I only want free speech when it's one way. I want you to understand, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, just how brilliant that strategy is. Holy cow. Now, here's what's interesting about it. In the world of common sense, it's crazy that we even have to go this route. Why are we fighting for free speech in colleges? But when you're fighting in bizarro world, and you can make the left have to not have to live up to a whole other set of rules and regulations that they cannot fight. You can't fight this. There's no way to fight it. It's kind of like the wall. When you say, building a wall will protect us. No, it won't. And you go, really? There's no way to fight it. But guess what? The left, that's all they know. That's all they can do is fight it. And by fighting it, they acknowledge it. And by acknowledging it, ultimately it must change. That's why ultimately you're getting a wall. That's why ultimately Donald Trump will change academia in terms of how people get to speak and where that funding goes. What Donald Trump should say is, you don't get that funding. We're going to put that funding into places where they will allow for free speech. For example, I would love to have an event where I bring in anybody from the left who wants to come in. By all means, come in. I'd love for you to. I don't have any problem debating lefties. So do it. But reallocate that funding to us is what I'm getting at. Don't just look, I want you to understand it this way. The Democrats for years have been taking our money, stealing our money, training these kids to become communists, and then getting more money. Now it's just become a system where we just, you know, we automatically just give them the funding. And now I say it's time we get some of our money back. But, oh man, I love this. 2.5 hours, Donald Trump dominated the news cycle. No ability for the left not to cover it. And to be honest with you, I haven't looked to see everything that they've done. I've only seen a few things. Now, I will say this. Donald Trump's use of the word BS, because I want to cover that. We're about to run out of time. Donald Trump's use of the word BS was intentional. He knew it would be something that would not only get their attention, but would make them have to cover the story. And in doing so, he highlighted that, I'm so unafraid of them, I will draw attention to this BS story. And as I said in a previous part of the broadcast, it's toast. Probably the most masterful 2.5 hours of Trump's presidency. And I saw an article that said Donald Trump guaranteed himself a 2020 win. He'd done it before that, but he certainly didn't hurt himself in CPAC.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.